This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Two big toy makers will each report profits and losses this week. Mattel today, after the market closes. Hasbro on Friday. Those results will say a lot about the holiday shopping season and the continued waves caused by the shutting down of Toys R Us, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
As Toys R Us faltered, a bunch of retailers seemed interested in hopping into the void it left.
The Walmarts and Amazons and Targets saying, okay, you know, there's a lot of market share up for grabs here. We're going to put a line in the sand and say we're going to go for it.
Sean McGowan, a longtime toy industry analyst, now with Leolis.
But what began to emerge as you got closer to the actual heat of the holiday season was that a lot of this was talk and not really backed up with action.
New orders either didn't materialize or weren't big enough to offset what the industry lost when Toys R Us closed. Linda Bolton-Weiser covers the toy industry for D.A. Davidson.
Toy retail sales in the U.S. were down 2% for the full year 2018, and that's versus around 5% growth in the last few years in the U.S.
But Bolton-Weiser says 2019 is looking up, thanks in part to big movie releases like Toy Story 4 and Frozen 2 and all the Elsa and Buzz Lightyear merch kids will be begging for. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.